Lovely. Okay, let's have a look at Acts chapter 2. This takes place in Jerusalem. And it's talking about the disciples who had seen Jesus be taken up into heaven in front of their eyes 10 days before this. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language?" Then a little further on in the chapter, amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They've had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd, "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams." We're going to pause there just for a moment. And I'm going to ask Ali to come up. And who else have I got coming up? Sarah. Right. Ali and Sarah, I thought I'd set them a little bit of a challenge this morning. When we celebrate things, we like to eat, don't we? Who likes eating when they celebrate? And one thing that we can eat when we celebrate is cake. Cake is always good. So I thought that I would get Ali and Sarah to make some cakes this morning. So Sarah is the red team. Ali is the blue team. You will see on your chairs, I hope, that when you came in, you had a blue and a red piece of card paper. I didn't have any green, so it just had to be blue and red. At some point, you will need those. This is election week where people vote, and I'm sure you're really looking forward to that, but I'm just going to give you a little practice this morning and give you a chance to vote either for Ali or for Sarah, depending on their baking skills. So as they get their aprons on and their chef's hats, I'd like to make sure that everything's right and ready. Looks good, doesn't it? Right, you will find in your bags everything you need, ready weighed out. No, it's fine, it's easy. This is a Mary Berry recipe. Can't go wrong with a Mary Berry. So, I've even given you a bit of paper towel in case you make a real mess. There's one little jug of milk. You'll need just a couple of tablespoons of that as well. Everything else, I suggest that you use the china bowl to chuck it all in and mix it all up, and then you can use the plastic bowl for any rubbish. Okay, so I'm going to let you just start doing that. This is going to be a really delicious cake. If anybody wants to come and sit on the carpet at the front, I forgot to say earlier, we have got some carpet at the front. Do feel free so that you can see the marvellous creation taking place here. So we also have an oven. You'll notice our church oven just down at the side here, ready to cook these great cakes, because obviously you need to cook things once they've been made. Now, the early church didn't just meet together on a Sunday to worship. They met together through the week and they liked to share things together. So it's quite appropriate that we've got people here cooking this morning. I'm just going to read the end of that passage from Acts as they do their mixing and their cooking. I did this, when I do this normally, I have an electric whisk, which makes it much easier. But I was talking to my son and he said, if you have an electric whisk, you really ought to do a health and safety thing, you know, a risk analysis, whatever you call them. He said, there's awful trip hazards with electric things. Why don't you make them use wooden spoons? So next time you see Simon, you might like to say thanks for that little bit of help. If it's too hard, then you can always add a little bit of milk to, you know, loosen it up. Right, okay, back to Acts. So Acts chapter 2. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day, they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. We've had that phrase this morning already, added to their number. As we baptized Charles and Reuben, we were adding to our number. Right, well, you've seen them put their ingredients in. Would you like to decide whether Ali or Sarah looks like the most proficient cook? So Ali is blue. Put your blue things up for Ali and red things if you think it's Sarah. Wave them high. Okay. What do you reckon? What do you reckon? I can't remember which was which now. That way. Think Sarah's winning at the moment. Okay. That's super. Good. Now, you might have noticed, thank you, you can put them down again. I'm going to ask you again in a moment, that the ingredients they put into these cakes, I should have made you see those before we did them. We had flour and we had sugar. And they're both kind of white and powdery, but I separated them into different cups. We had baking powder, which is kind of even more powdery. It blows around the place very easily. We had eggs. There's some eggshells left from our eggs. And there was some margarine. Oh, Ali's left a bit of margarine on her spoon. I'm not sure if it's going to work without all the margarine in.
Right, it's to grease
this. Oh, she's planning ahead. It's to grease the tin. Now, all of those ingredients look very different, don't they? And some of them you can eat on their own. So you can eat eggs if you heat them up. Flour on its own is not great. Sugar on its own is not wonderful. But when you put them all together, they make something that looks a bit different. So can we just have a look at what they look like now, if you can tip it without throwing it all over the place? Ah, looking good, isn't it? Okay. So whose mixture do we think looks best? Red or blue? Blue's Ali? Red, Sarah? Blue. Interesting. The people closer up think that blue looks better. Okay. In the early church, the people were all very, very different. They came from different places. They had different interests and different skills. But God called them together into one place. We don't all have to be the same. Okay, so now they're going to, they are both greasing their pans. That's quite good. And once, that's one way of making sure you get to keep your own cake, isn't it? Very good. Right, so once the pans are greased, you might like to pour your mixture in. The other thing to notice is that once they're mixed up, if I was now to say to them, I've changed my mind, sorry, I'd like to have my eggs back. Please, could you give me my eggs back? Can I have my eggs back? No? but I wanted to have an egg for my lunch. And I haven't got any left at home. Why can't I have my eggs back? Why can't I have my eggs back? They're all used up and they're all mixed up. Those early believers, they came and they committed everything together. And they didn't then go, oh, I've changed my mind, I'm going to take it away. Right. Are we ready to put them into the ovens? We have a very swish church oven here. You'll notice that it has, well, you probably can't see, but the children might be able to see. It actually has two ovens. It has a small one on the left and a larger one on the right. So we're going to put these cakes into the two ovens. And then we're going to turn the ovens on and we're going to see which cake is the best when it's done. Right, once you've got in your tin, we'll just have another look and people can judge which one they think is nicer. Can we have a look at your in your tins? Okay, what do you think? So blue on this side, red on that side. What do we reckon? Oh, some people are putting up both. Okay. Let's put them in the oven. So, Ali,
yes.
I'm going to put yours in the left-hand oven, because then I can remember it was you.
Yes.
Okay, in it goes. Sarah, I'm going to put yours in the right-hand oven. Thank you very much. And in it goes, the right-hand oven. Perfect, lovely. Good. We'll just turn the dials, make sure they're on. Excellent. Lovely. Thank you very much. Do you want to just stay there for a minute and we'll see what they're like when they come out? So now they're cooking away. And of course we know that in order for these cakes to work, something needs to happen in the oven. What needs to happen in the oven? What do we do in the oven? Yeah, go on. They get hot. So there needs to be some power in our ovens to make sure they cook. Now, I'm sure that Graham will have made sure that our ovens are working properly this morning. Graham looks after a lot of our facilities in the church building. So I have every confidence that they will cook super quickly. In order to be transformed, we need heat for our food. In order for those ingredients of the early church to be transformed, they needed the Holy Spirit to come and to change them. And that's what the beginning of that story from the Bible was about. It was about the day the Holy Spirit came to the church. Now, with the Holy Spirit, the church becomes something beautiful to share with the rest of the world. I'm going to see whether our cakes have become something beautiful to share. Let's take Ali's. No, let's take Sarah's out first. Okay, so Sarah, your cake has cooked. Oh my goodness, look at this. Wow, Sarah, look at your cake. That's fantastic. That's amazing. Oh, Ali, I'm really looking forward to seeing yours because Ali's mixture looked wonderful, didn't it? So, Ali, has your cake... Ali... I'm really sorry. Your cake mixture was a great mixture. Your cake mixture is still a great mixture. But it hasn't actually cooked.
Okay. Can I eat it like this?
No, you can't eat it like this. It looks okay, and in small quantities, it's all right. But I can tell you from experience that in large quantities, you would regret it later. Ali's cake hasn't cooked. What's happened? What's gone wrong? What's gone wrong?
It was a toy oven.
Yeah, but it was. It was a toy oven. It was a toy oven. But, shh. This came out of the toy oven too. This one worked. What was missing? What was missing that it didn't mix up? Yeah, what do you think?
It didn't cook.
It didn't cook. There was no heat, was there? Without the heat, the cake can't cook. And without the Holy Spirit, the church is just a group of people, of random people mixed together. Our church is not just a club for like-minded people. It's an expression of God's love and grace for the world. Somebody once said that the church is the only organization that exists not for the benefit of its members, but for the benefit of its non-members. The Holy Spirit living in us is the one who makes all the difference. And actually, in order to discover just how great this cake tastes, later on, somebody's going to have to cut into it and have a go and see what it's like. And that's true for our world as well, that unless we join in and have a go, we might do it after the service, all right? Unless we're ready to join in to taste what it is that God wants to give us, we're never really going to understand and get the benefit. So today, as we've baptized Charles and Reuben, our prayer is that they will, through their lives, learn what it means to be part of this lovely community, to join in, to be committed, to join with other people, whatever differences we have, and then to be something that can bless the world around us. We're going to pray in a little while, but before we do that, I'm going to let Ali and Sarah take their aprons off. We never did actually vote on which cake you'd rather eat. Was it the red one, which was cooked, or the blue one that wasn't? What do we reckon? I would say that's a fairly clear majority of reds. Lovely. Thank you. Ali's stealing the cake. Now, as we sing, children, you might like to go back to where you were sitting. If you want to stay where you are, you can. Just be careful on the steps.